Welcome to Another Day Above Ground, a show for, by, and about baby boomers. It's the podcast for people who have no idea how to download a podcast. And now, here's your host, Dale Irvin.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Another Day Above Ground. That's right. It's the podcast for baby boomers, about baby boomers, and by baby boomers. My name is Dale Irvin. I'm going to be your host. And today is our special Christmas extravaganza. Christmas the way baby boomers remembered it. And to help me do that are my two fellow boomers. First from Indiana, the Aristotle of comedy, Mr. Tim Slagle.
Hey, there's reports that the FBI may have hacked into Donald Trump's refrigerator. So apparently this Christmas, not only will he have an elf on the shelf, he'll have a Mueller in the cooler.
And how long did you work on that?
Not very long. Hardest part was making up the news story to start it with.
And, of course, representing the distaff side, the lovely and talented Carolyn Strauss, joining us all the way from Denver, Colorado.
And this is just audio, right? Because you're missing my Rockette outfit. I'm wearing a short red skirt and bells somewhere. Jingle all the way.
Well, when the video goes, when we finally do get on video, boy, that'll be the show.
Yeah, anyhow. So you gotta go all the way to hear the jingle, right? I got that. Is that what I'm getting from that?
All right, grab them by the bells. All right. Well, anyhow, we wanted to talk about, this is always around the holidays, a very sentimental time when people remember Christmases past. And, one of the favorite Christmas stories I always loved was Santa and the Reindeer and Bambi. I always thought of was a Christmas story. Anyhow, I'd like to start this off with a news article in Missouri. A guy who was poaching deer, and that means he was killing them illegally as opposed to dipping them in boiling water, and he was
head first.
Whoa, somebody's on a time delay to mountain time. And anyhow, he got caught killing all of these deer, and they would just like take the antlers and the heads, and anyhow, so he got sentenced this week to a year in jail, and the judge says every month he must watch Bambi. Once a month he's got to watch Bambi just to learn about his crimes.
We made it, Mother. Mother? Mother?
Oh,
Mother? Just in case there's any poachers out there listening.
Exactly.
Yeah, you just did your community service.
Any other animals, we have appropriate movies for that. Dog poacher, Shane, all right?
I think every night they should make him watch the last 5 minutes of It's a Wonderful Life. Every time a bell rings, you just want to shoot yourself in the head. So, I mean, I think it should be nightly, the last 5 minutes of It's a Wonderful Life. That's all. He doesn't get all the good part leading up to it. Just the last 5 minutes with that little girl.
I didn't get every time a bell rings, you want to shoot yourself in the head. But
I would after a year of seeing that. It's funny, I've watched that movie 3 times already this year. And It is a Wonderful Life once I turn off the TV.
I thought that every time a bell rings, Carolyn got lucky.
Is that why I'm so tired, Tim? I don't know.
No, it's another jingle all the way.
I gotcha.
Okay. Okay, just making sure that the callback is recognized.
Well, speaking of Christmas movies, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
I am an addict to the 3 Santa Claus movies. 1, 2, and 3, the Tim Allen ones. Couple Sundays ago, watched 1, then 2, then 3. And actually, I had a modeling job and went to the studio where they created all of the reindeer and all of the toy soldiers for that. So I actually saw them hanging on a wall. All of the... Seriously.
Isn't that something we'd all like to see, is those things hanging on a wall?
I'm a big fan of the Polar Express.
Yeah.
That has to be the creepiest Christmas movie ever made. I mean, there's just something really creepy about it. You go to the North Pole, and it's like a fascist nation ruled by Santa, where all these little people worship the guy. It really is disturbing, and I love it.
My three favorites are the National Lampoon Christmas Vacation. I love that movie. I love Christmas Story because that house is not far from where I grew up in Cleveland. And my favorite one that people...
Excuse me. That's not the house.
Yes,
it is.
That's
the house where they filmed it.
That's the house. Yeah, that's the house where they filmed it, where it took place. It's not where Shepard lived. No, which
right.
was in
Shepard
Indiana.
Shepard lived by my house.
There you go.
So very close to where I live is where Shepard actually grew up. And the story on that, it's quite interesting, is that the producers actually came to Shep's neighborhood and looked around and said, yeah, this doesn't look like Hammond. They actually drove around Hammond and said it didn't look like Hammond. Cleveland looks more like Hammond.
Well, that's where the house is still there, and I've been through it a couple of times, and it's quite fun. Anyhow, that's my favorite movie, which people always say, "Oh, you're a sick pig," is Bad Santa. I love Bad Santa. That movie makes me laugh. I'm sorry. So, anyhow, remember? Well, okay, let's go back to Christmases of yore. And what foods did you eat back then? Did you have any specialty foods? I mean, there's always, of course, the ubiquitous fruitcake, which nobody ate; they just saved and passed along.
The next year.
Well, yeah.
Well, actually, I learned a secret early on. Is that Grandma Smith used to, because nobody would eat the fruitcake, she would preserve it from year to year. By soaking it in rum, she would pour rum on it, let it soak in, and then wrap it up in a cheesecloth and put it back in the can for another year. And then a year later, she'd take it out and I'd eat a piece and feel a little funny, and maybe a couple more pieces. Then she'd pour on the rum and put it back again for another year. So, yeah, by the time I was actually old enough to drink, that cake was about 100 proof.
That's what we did with my Uncle Hank at Christmas. We just pour in rum, put him down for another year.
I wonder what turkey soaked in rum would taste like. Like, I'm bored with turkey, but I'm thinking turkey was our traditional Christmas dinner. So I'm wondering if you could soak a turkey in rum.
You can soak anything in rum. Sure.
There's some videos on YouTube of turkey fryer accidents. I think it might be quite similar.
Yes, yeah, that makes for fright.
If it's soaked in rum, you don't want to put it in that fryer. No.
But yeah, my favorite from the holidays that have completely disappeared are the Jell-O dishes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I didn't like them. But I loved looking at them. They were absolutely lovely. There was one. It's, I don't know if you know these. There was the one with the green with sour cream. So it was kind of like a mint green with walnuts and pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
Was one of them. But then the most unusual one was the one with the lemon Jell-O and carrots.
My mother made that. Gag me. My mom made that. I said, Mom, why are you ruining a good dessert by putting carrots in it? No, it's better this way. Yes,
that one actually did not have, you would make it with ginger ale, I learned. You mix ginger ale with the, you want to make that for the, in case you want to gross out a whole new generation, make sure you buy ginger ale before you start grating the carrots.
Whatever happened to all those Jell-O molds? Like my mom, she had a heart-shaped one and she had a wreath-shaped one. I wonder whatever happened to those molds.
I still have one, which is it's a brain shape. And you put a little milk in with the Jell-O to turn it like a pink, colorful substance. And you take that to a party and nobody eats it.
Gee, I wonder why.
Looks just like a brain.
Yeah, that's the ultimate. That's the ultimate in cheap. Is, it's a potluck, but I want to be able to take everything home.
And you're going to spend 79 cents on a thing of Jello and then some milk and bring it home.
Nobody better eat my 79. I put 79 good cents into that.
Oh, yeah. And the thing that I hated most about holiday foods was eggnog. My dad used to bring home eggnog. And this is like, you know, it's like egg beaters on ice. I mean, it's just raw, shitty eggs. And that my dad would have a couple. And I'm thinking, why is he like this? Until I found out it was half eggnog, half rum for him.
Yep.
It made it a lot more palatable. But I could never get over that, drinking raw eggs like in a Rocky movie.
Yeah, you know, this has absolutely nothing to do with Christmas, but that's what started the gin and tonic, is that quinine was needed for the British troops in India, and that because they were getting malaria. And they found that quinine was far more palatable when mixed with soda water, gin, and lime.
Thus was born the
gin and tonic.
Look at that. See, you learned something, my friends. Not only are you entertained, but you're learning stuff on this podcast. And that's great.
We also know that that Dale's dad was as rum-soaked as my grandma's fruitcake.
We didn't get him anywhere near the fireplace.
If you wanted to stoke the fire, just have dad blow on it, right?
And the other thing, mincemeat pie. Did you ever have that? What a disgusting piece of crap that is. Mincemeat pie.
Yeah, my grandma made that. She would have to have one of her kids, you know, which would be my aunts and uncles, every year had to go get suet for her.
I thought maybe they made it out of one of the kids. I mean, all I can think of is Sweeney Todd when I think mincemeat pies. You misbehave, you're going to be in the pie next year, little Joey. Coming back to boiling people and deer.
And there we go, back to the poacher.
Dear children, poaching dear children.
We used to sit on the front porch, but, you know, that's different. Your favorite holiday when you were growing up, it was, you know, pretty much the birth of TV, or, you know, the few years after that, the infancy of TV. What was your favorite Christmas special?
I loved the Christmas specials. Something you don't see anymore, like the Andy Williams Christmas special,
exactly,
where a celebrity would host and they'd have guests and it would be Christmas songs and horrible skits, and that is something that has completely vanished. The last one I really remember watching was Pee Wee Herman had a Christmas special, and it was amazing. It was Grace Jones, Cher, Oprah, Charo was on it. There's this wonderful scene where the Countess, which is a cow, is sticking her head in the window, goes, "Look at the new bell that Pee-wee gave me. Jaja will be so jealous." And the next thing you know, Zsa Zsa Gabor is in the window going, "That's a very nice bell you got there, Countess."
Oh, they're calling in. Have the operator take that. We'll be right with them because this is our Christmas special. All right. Favorite TV show when you were of Christmas variety. You know, Tim's was Pee-wee Herman. I never was into the Grinch much, but I always liked Rudolph because it had a happy ending, you know, because he was bullied and he had a happy ending. And
they all had happy endings, except for you know, Charlie Brown still I don't know if that was entirely a happy ending, but
it's never a happy
still
ending.
No Christmas card, still a little tree. The Christmas production still awful.
It's, Christmas time is here.
But Snoopy, Snoopy won.
Frosty had the worst ending. Bye bye, kids. I'm dead now.
Global warming started early.
I'll be back another day, or somebody that may look like me. I won't be back at all because I'm done. Take my pipe and have a good time.
Frosty, the ad for global warming. There you go.
Jeez.
Yes, because snowmen never melt before we started driving SUVs. Only recently that snowmen used to last the entire summer. just 15,000 years ago.
I found a thing about traditions, you know, around, not around the world, but around the country, and in the Appalachians, they have some interesting traditions. For instance, they believe that on Christmas Eve, animals can talk. And,
wow.
You know, this is, of course, the place where they make moonshine, but still, talking animals, somebody's smoking some good stuff in the Appalachians.
Yeah, and keeping their wives away from the sheep.
you know,
those sheep lie.
And what was the other? The mincemeat pies, which they said are made with real beef, which I think is necessary; otherwise, it's misnamed. And they ate them because the people back in the old days thought that they were too Catholic, so they were protesting. Thank you, protesting against the Catholics.
For some reason, growing up, I thought I would never eat the mincemeat pie because I thought it was made out of mice. And I realized when I got older that I was watching too much Pixie and Dixie.
You bite into one tail and all of a sudden the food is ruined for you.
Well, no, it's I don't know if you remember Pixie and Dixie. Jinx the cat used to always declare that he would make mincemeat out of those mice.
Exactly. Oh, that's right. That's right. Well, the last thing we have to cover, of course, is Christmas when we were kids was all about the toys. And I'm sorry, but I think we had a lot cooler toys back then than kids have today. Because everything today comes with either a screen or a remote button or, you know, as my mom used to say, we had to make our own fun. But what were your favorite toys?
Well, I think it's the Easy Bake Oven that made me such a Martha Stewart-esque person. Not. I can bake a cake in a little tin with two light bulbs. It's the Easy Bake Oven, I thought, was the coolest thing. And they had all the upsells, right? You got to buy all the little cakes and all the little, you know, put chocolate chips in them. I mean, yeah, Easy Bake Oven was my favorite toy ever. Ever.
You know, I was thinking about the Easy Bake Oven just the other day, and this is supposed to be a toy. This is supposed to be a plaything. And when the Easy Bake Oven came out, it would be expected that the girls that got that Easy Bake Oven, that was the start of their career.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, yeah, you might as well get used to it now because this is where you're going to spend the rest of your life, honey.
6 years later. You know,
it's kind of like giving a young boy for Christmas, a time clock.
Yeah.
It punches like the real one.
6 years later, after the Easy Bake Oven, 6 years later, the Suzy Homemaker, I am not kidding, it was in the late 60s, the Suzy Homemaker line of appliances came out. And it was the little vacuum cleaner and the little oven and the little dishwasher. I am not kidding. And that was Suzy Homemaker stuff. And that, I don't know many little boys who got that for Christmas.
No,
Well, actually, when I was a little boy and that stuff did come out, if your dad caught you playing with the Suzy Homemaker, he took you downstairs and showed you the magazines under the workbench.
My dad kept them in the rafters.
Wait, Barbies were really, really in the 60s. Barbies were really important. And then Barbie gets her dream house. And it's made every piece of real estate I've ever looked at just pale in comparison because it was a beautiful little house.
And then along came Ken and Barbie and Ken got married. And now I just read this year they are coming out with a male mate for Ken. I don't know what his name
probably
is.
Bruce.
Probably Sean or something. Yeah, but a male mate for Ken. So
I think the reason why they did that because I think 50% of the Barbie market is now purchased by adult gay men.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it's I have a friend that collects Barbies, and it's a really big thing. I mean, that's why if you look, they have Judy Garland Barbies. They have Cher Barbies.
Cher, no
they,
doubt. Yeah,
they have Bob Mackie designed dresses for Barbie. They really have been catering to that market, and I'm pretty sure that that Ken and his partner aren't intended for the kids market.
I'll be darned. See? Again, folks, you're learning stuff. This is all things you're not going to hear on any other podcast because, of course, there are rules. So, anyhow, Christmas, it's just around the corner. What's your dream gift this year?
Ooh, I haven't thought about that yet. Tim, you go first.
You know, it's, I always say the stupid one, peace on earth.
Yeah, I was going to do my Miss America impersonation, but yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's why it's stupid.
Dream gift this year. I don't know, a tank of gas.
Boy, that's not even worth much anymore. That's like, that there was a time when that was actually worth something, but anymore, that's like... That's like a gift on the $40 level. That's
I just want slippers.
We can make that happen.
They don't even have to be new, you know, as long as they fit pretty good. That's all I want is slippers.
Just a loose pair of slippers.
Well, my friends, that's it. Feliz Navidad, Merry Christmas, Bon Natale, Freilich Weihnachten. That's the only languages that I know Merry Christmas in. But we hope you have a wonderful one. Tim, any closing words?
I'll be in Buffalo next month, January 11th through 14th.
Really? On purpose?
No, it's a gig.
Yeah, I love when people out there say, "Yeah, I'm from Buffalo." I said, "Yeah, I'm from regular parents." And
you know, I'd like to be a smart ass and say, "You know, you couldn't pay me to go to Buffalo." But the you can.
I think you can pay all of us. In fact, if you're in Buffalo and want a live show, give us a call.
Yeah. Carolyn, where are they paying you to be?
People are paying me to stay home, which is really lovely. Yeah, I get 10 days at home and then back on the road on January 3rd, but I get to be home between now and New Year's, so I wish everybody happy, healthy, and peaceful family time.
Wonderful. And, you know, I'm just going to stay here and watch the door to try and get rid of the porch pirates. And although there probably won't be any Christmas presents delivered the week after Christmas, but I'm going to be on vigilant alert anyhow. Please join us. Will we be doing one before New Year's?
I'm around next week. You guys?
Okay, so...
Don't know.
We may have a special New Year's show for you, but if not, have a very happy New Year, and we'll see you next year, and it'll be another day above ground.
And that's it for another day above ground. For Dale, Tim, and Carolyn, I'm Farad Muhammad. Thanks for listening.